Atlanta.
Yeah, and then the one on the one down on the coast,
Savannah.
Yeah, and then do you know any other cities in Georgia?
Columbia. Columbus, is it Columbia? And Macon, Georgia.
Yeah, that's it. And now where the city where they have the Mardi Gras?
In Louisiana.
In New
Orleans.
Yeah, and then there's another city right fairly close to there called Baton.
Baton Rouge.
Okay, and then the big city in Ohio down on the river,
Cincinnati.
And the big city in Kentucky.
Louisville.
Right. Now, if you talk about the distance from here to there, you'd say, say it's 1 mile and then 9 more, you'd say it's 10?
10 miles.
Okay, and you had a choice of doing two things. And I was going to do this, but I did...
The other, I changed my mind.
I did the other in...
Instead.
Right. And I'd say, why do you like him? And the answer is, he's so funny. You know, I'd say, I like him.
Because.
Okay. And the church you belong to is the...
Baptist.
All right. And a person becomes a member, you'd say, they went down and...
Joined the church.
Okay. And the supreme being is...
God.
And in an oath, a person might say, my
God.
Yeah. And then the minister preached a...
Sermon.
And the organ played...
Songs.
Oh, yeah. And
a music.
Sure. And they... Now, you mentioned before about a person who's left-handed was in the service of the...
Devil.
Yeah. Now, are there any other names for the devil?
Satan.
Any joking names that you can think of?
When you say the devil, you said it all.
Okay. Was there ever a house in the neighborhood when you were growing up that was supposed to be an old house that kids were afraid of?
A haunted house, yeah.
Okay. And what was supposed to be in there?
Ghosts.
Or what else? Anything else they ever used?
Haints.
Okay. All right. And if you might say, I think I'll put on a sweater today because it's what cold? It's
cool.
All right. It's red. If you had a choice of, you say, I'll do this if you insist, but I really...
Rather not.
Yeah. And if you said it's cool, do you ever use the expression airish, meaning cool?
Yeah.
How would you use that?
Like I would go out to get the paper and come back and say, oh, it's airish out this morning.
Okay. And how about the expression, if you're talking about somebody having a large number of... something you couldn't count. The person had something you say much. He has, you might say he has much trouble, or you might say he has a right what of trouble.
Right smart of trouble, or let me see.
That's the expression I want to ask you about now, right smart. Would you ever use that for anything you could count? Would you ever say there are right smart of chairs in this room, if there were, say, 5 more? 10 more?
No, and the reason I said right smart is because my grandmother says it all the time.
But it would be limited to things that were,
she would say right smart people downtown today.
Yeah.
Instead of saying the church was crowded, it was right smart people out today.
Uh-huh.
And of course.
She would say it that way. And she was born there in that...
No, she was born in South Carolina.
Yeah, around McCormick.
Yeah.
And she was middle-aged probably by the time she moved to North Carolina then?
I would imagine that...
Because your father was full-grown when...
Yeah, he came here.
Yeah. Okay. Somebody did something very strange, you might say, why the very...
Idea.
Yeah. And how would you greet an intimate friend, a good friend, you'd say?
Oh.